is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's supporting the cattle markets?
Well, it seems like technical buying came back into play today, Leslie. We opened lower this morning, and it looked like things were going to maybe be a little rough, but it didn't take long. The buying came back. We spent the rest of the session trading positive, and we closed positive for the fourth straight session in our cattle complex. No big fresh news out there. Choice box beef was up 22 cents at mid-morning. Selects up 39 cents. Total movement of 103 loads. We also saw the daily cattle kill come in 102,000 head. Hog kill 429,000 head. Other than that, it was quiet out there. On the close, April live cattle were 7 cents higher. June cattle up 32. May feeders 57 higher. August feeders up 45. And June lean hogs 90 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
When you think hay season, think deer season, because you can get great deals on John Deere hay tools, including cash discounts or 0% financing for 48 months. Choose a 459 baler and get an additional $1,500 off, or a 630 MoCo and get an extra $1,000 off. Make this your season to save. Come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Ask your John Deere dealer about the new Livestock Loyalty Program.
Tom, what is influencing the grain market?
Well, there's not a whole lot going on out there. News-wise, it's pretty quiet. The biggest problem we have, Leslie, we're lacking bullish news out there. And the wheat market continues to lack bullish news. We had a marketing year low export sales today. We continue to hear the talk about rain out there, but we also continue to hear more talk about freeze damage, winter kill, dry weather kill, and also a lot of problems in some areas with mites hurting our wheat crop. And yet today, Kansas City, for the third straight session, made a new contract low. On the close, May KC wheat was down 6 1/4, July KC down 4, July Chicago wheat closed 1¾ cents higher. May and July corn were up 0.25 cents each. May soybeans were 1 cent higher. July beans up 1¼ cents. And July cotton down 42 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.